I've always been pretty confident, been pretty cocky, but this chick was kinda different, like Adrian and Rocky. My courage never left before, never like this, felt like Miles Standish with a slight twist. This wasn't colonial history, this was 2005, and I wasn't an army captain, I had just learned to drive. My head was all scrambled like a young kid's connect, so I talked to Tactless, he told me what to do next. He said,
"It's not a big deal, it's like a trip up to Fresno, nothing bad'll happen, you won't die if she says no."
It seems like a bad idea, like bathing with a toaster. Say, Tactless, wanna help me make a poster? So we made a big poster with paper and paint. I looked at our creation and began to feel faint. It struck me I was nervous, feeling anxiety. Butterflies fluttered by all up inside of me.
The poster got done and it looked pretty sexy, so we tossed it in the car, closed the door, and next we drove to Remiss's house. He went to pick up flowers. He came home, got dressed up, and then we killed some hours. He got a phone call and it was right time of day, so I shook his hand, wished him luck, and sent him on his way.
I drove quickly to the house, didn't want to be late. I had in tow the posters, the flowers, and some tape. Hung it quickly on the garage as the time was running out. No danger of rain, it was a clear day and sunny out. Hid behind the nearby wall, waited for her to drive up. Heard her car approaching, crossed my fingers that my luck was as good as usual, if not it would sure suck. She pulled it into the driveway, I let her read the sign. Made my way around the wall, didn't trip, took my time. Kinda gestured toward the poster that was hanging on the wall. Then I gazed into her eyes, cause she's really, really tall. Handed over the flowers, a smile broke on her face. "Yes," she said, as she gave me an embrace. My stomach settled back into place again, and I learned that you've got courage, as long as you've got friends.